Dr. Will Grant is a lecturer, researcher, and graduate studies convener at CPAS, the Australian National Centre for the Public Awareness of Science, at the Australian National University. His research and writing has focused on the intersection of society, politics, and science, and how the relationships between these are changing with new technologies. You're a lecturer and the Graduate Studies Convener at ANU's Centre for Public Awareness of Science. You also oversee their Science Circus program, which sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, I part of my job, I'm one of the many people that oversee the Science Circus program, yes.
Wow. So what else does your job involve?
Lots of various sorts of things. I don't actually know, really. I guess I'm a researcher. I just do stuff. I'm a researcher and a teacher and... I don't know, I put out fires, I do other things, and I probably troll the internet just looking for things to do in the realm of science communication.
Mm. So how well is science communication going? I mean, trolling the internet is one great way of finding out how people are communicating science. Are we doing it well?
I've got three opinions on this.
Yeah.
One is my professional opinion that because I'm paid to do this job, I need to say that we need to do it better.
Yeah.
The second is me as a political researcher who says we need to do it better, and there's certain ways that we can do it better. And this is, you know, it's based on science communication research. You know, we're looking at, there's a lot of complex problems out there in the world, and we need to, as science communicators, find ways to make sure that we're solving problems for people, not just talking into the void, really.
Yeah, yeah.
The third opinion is me as another form of political researcher, and I say, look, well, maybe people are actually living lives that they're all fine, and we can just stop worrying about how people are living their lives, and actually they're doing all right.
Yeah.
So I've got multiple opinions on this topic, so I don't know if that makes it easier.
No, that sounds very interesting. And the intersection of science and politics is something you've done quite a bit of work on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely the area that most interests me. But it's interesting from an academic research angle. You know, it's a fascinating interaction. But it's also something that we really do need to do better. And if we do it better, then there's a lot of positive outcomes for society.
So how did you get to where you are now? Was it an original interest in politics and how science is influenced by politics?
I think I've always been interested in both science and politics.
Yeah.
I've always had running through my life a sort of an interest in both of these sorts of realms. Then in my undergraduate study, I did science, but then I got bored with it because my lecturers weren't very good, I think.
Oh.
And so I transitioned over to politics. But eventually when I was doing my PhD, I sort of ended up doing a sort of PhD that's in the crossroads of politics and science. So I've always found ways to sort of pull these sort of two realms together and find ways where they connect and interact.
Do you think that the term science has outlived its usefulness? I've been reading quite a few of the articles that you've got online, and they're very interesting, particularly in terms of proposing how we might be overusing science and just applying it to everything in the hope that it might make it cool and funky and perhaps nerd chic.
Yes, look, absolutely. I think that there is some problem with the way that we use the word science these days, because it's actually a far more complicated term and it's a far more complicated activity than most people think, even most scientists think. There's actually, you know, science is done differently in every discipline. There's different standards, different ways of doing things. And I think that having the generic label science is actually a little bit problematic. And I think we'd be better served if we could have a more open discussion about good knowledge and bad knowledge, I guess, and what makes up good knowledge.
What do you think would encourage a more open discussion? I mean, there's lots of people who are enthusiastic about science out there who want to play their part. Are we perhaps just jumping onto a bandwagon and looking in what direction we're heading?
Look, I think there is a danger if we encourage too much tribalism about science.
Yeah.
You know, those people who are science rah rah rah. The science enthusiasts who are advocates of things merely because it has the word science in it. And I think that's a dangerous thing. You know, that's brand loyalty. And I think if we stepped away and said, hang on, be advocates for robust knowledge, good knowledge, good ways of generating knowledge, and good discussion is a much safer place to be, or much more useful place for in society to be.
Finally, you're going to be doing a session at Science Rewired on the world's fastest citizen science. What's that going to involve?
Look, basically what I want to do is I want to see if in an hour or whatever the length of my session is, it might be 45 minutes, if we can harness the people in the room to answer a real scientific question, if we can all come together and generate new knowledge that is actually useful.
Oh, wow. That's a tremendous goal.
Well, I think we can actually, you know. with nice tight boundaries, I think we can actually harness a crowd to come together and generate new useful knowledge.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, I'm looking forward to that session. Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun as well as a good venture to engage in.
Excellent. No trouble at all.
Thank you very much for talking to me, Will.
No worries, Carly. Cheers.